Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Super Bowl winning coach from the Baltimore Ravens, NFL Network analyst, one of our favorites, Brian Billick, joining us on the Home of the Cowboys, buyersafety.com hotline for Coach Billick. The real start of the NFL season on Sunday after the Eagles beat the Falcons 18-12 last night. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you.
How big of a problem? What do you do if you are Dan Quinn? You worked all offseason on the red zone issues. It cost you last year in the playoff game. And then yesterday, you had 5 trips, 9 points. Is that getting your head a little bit, Coach? And did you agree with them right off the bat, first drive, going for the touchdown versus the field goal?
Well, no. Like, as usual, in hindsight, you looked back and say, well, if you'd have gone ahead and taken the field goal then, and if you hadn't, you know, done later on and given up the play, yeah, we could have won the game. Well, that's a lot of ifs and buts. So, no, I had no problem with going for it. I prefer to look at it as just how good the red zone defense was of the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know if the – and that's a talented group in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're going to continue to have red zone problems. Certainly it's something they're going to discuss. You know, the one thing I do see missing, they don't have that big, physical, LeGarrette Blount-type back that you'd love to have when you get inside the 20, inside the 10 to pound away with. So they do tend to get spread out a little bit. But I don't know if they're going to continue to have red zone problem. I prefer to think of it as Philadelphia. That red zone defense was pretty darn good.
Coach, if you go back to the last 20 red zone targets for Julio Jones from Matt Ryan, they've converted one of them. They're one for their last 20. Targeting Julio. What is the disconnect there with those two? How do you fix that?
Well, I don't know if it's a disconnect as much as let's give the defense credit. If Julio's in the game, they're going to make sure that it's tough to get to him other than those fade routes, which you can't defense in terms of doubling or whatever. But you're not going to give him an inside release. You're not going to give him an inside presence. You're not going to let him run along the back of the end zone. Let's give the defense credit for saying, okay, we're going to account for Julio Jones when he's in the game. And that's got to be part of it too. Matt Ryan then has to, well, am I going to still go ahead and try to take the shot, or do I take advantage of the fact that they have resources trying to stop Julio so I can go someplace else? That gets to be a bit dicey right now. And I know Atlanta and Dan Quinn are getting beat up about, well, what was he? Why was he not in on this play or that play? You know, the players play the game. Sometimes they get tired. I mean, there's any number of reasons it's going to happen. They've got enough talent. I think Atlanta's going to be okay. Like I said, I just think it was more of a matter of Philadelphia defense was that good.
Who'd you pick to win the NFC East? Did you go with Philly?
Yeah, you got to respect the reigning Super Bowl champs, the changes, the lack of changes that they have, the fact that they're going to need Carson Wentz. Hard not to, although I did say that AFC East could be, or excuse me, the NFC East could be one, the most competitive when you look at, I think New York's going to be substantially better. Obviously Philadelphia, Dallas, you know, if they can get back and to run on the ball, and Dak Prescott, and obviously if he can step up and do the things with Ezekiel Elliott running the ball, there's no reason to think that the Dallas Cowboys aren't going to be right there. I think the NFC East might be maybe the most competitive division.
Brian Billick joining us on behalf of SeatGeek. Go to SeatGeek.com. Use the promo code Billick at SeatGeek for $20 off your very first purchase. What's your biggest concern about the Cowboys?
Well, I think the presence at receiver, is there enough talent? Is there a go-to guy there? I mean, when you lose the like of Dez Bryant and Jason Witten, that's a pretty tall task for people to step into. We're going to find out now with what looks to be a solid group of receivers. Whether it's a Hearns or Williams, Cole Beasley, we know in and out of the slot, these tight ends are going to have to step up and show to be a presence. Certainly unrealistic to think they're going to have the presence of Jason Witten, but obviously they have to have a presence, but it's still going to revolve around the ability of that offensive line and Ezekiel Elliott to make their presence known. And Dak Prescott, where he's going to have to convert, is on third down, particularly in the third and longs.
All of DFW, Coach, thinks that Jason Garrett is on the hot seat. Do you think that changes the way you coach? Are you more aggressive? Are you more conservative? Jason Garrett on the hot seat and the way that it could impact coaching. Any thoughts on that?
No, unless your name is Belichick or probably Doug Peterson, everybody's on the hot seat. I mean, you really are. I mean, it changes so quick in the NFL. You can't think about it that way. You have to play to the strength of your given team. If you find yourself going outside the character of that team because you're feeling some personal pressures, that's not good. I don't know that Jason Garrett is that way. He's got a very firm sense of who he is, of what this team is. And so I think you have to be very, very careful about saying, well, boy, I'm really on the hot seat now, so I think we're going to go for it more on fourth down, or we're going to take more chances on this way. If you start letting that dictate what you do, then the very thing that you're concerned about is going to happen.
You know, they got rid of Dez and Jason Witten. They put some more precise route runners in there, more timing routes for Dak. What are some of the things you need to see from Dak to get comfortable that you would be willing to give him a second contract if you're not already there?
Well, I mean, obviously he's a gifted quarterback. There's a number of things that he can do. But as I said, the real litmus test for a Dak Prescott is, what is he going to do on third down? As well as you run the ball, you ought to be in a bunch of third and shorts, third and mediums, and that will kind of take care of itself. The litmus test for Dak Prescott will be when he's in those third and eights, third and tens, third and twelves, and then when he's down in the red zone, when he's got to throw in order to get the ball. I mean, you should be able to run it and pound away, but yeah, he's going to have to make those throws. It's great to minimize the turnovers the way Dak Prescott has, but it's like the golfers say, right? Never up, never in. You got to start. I'm not going to say take chances, but you've got to start pushing the ball down the field in a way that allows you to get those bigger plays offensively in the passing game without now just arbitrarily and capriciously throwing the ball down the field and getting a bunch more interceptions as well.
Brian Billick, NFL Network, buyersafety.com hotline. Cowboys' first opponent on Sunday, Coach, is the Panthers. How are you looking at Carolina this year?
Well, yeah, I think it's going to be very interesting to see what North Turner, the impact that North Turner has, the new offensive coordinator for Cam Newton and that group. You know that they're a talented group. They'll, again, be solid on defense. That, too, is going to be a very interesting division as well. But there's, you know, you can't write off the Panthers. I think they've got a real chance to rebound. And it all revolves around Cam Newton, and with North Turner, a little more structured and organized in terms of getting the ball down the field and not making some of the mistakes and not exposing Cam Newton to the hits and the beating that he typically takes. So, yeah, this is going to be an interesting first challenge against a very, very good team that thinks of itself as a Super Bowl-capable team.
What do you do if you're Mike Tomlin or the Steelers GM about this Le'Veon Bell situation?
Yeah, this is tough. Anytime, you know, the money inserts itself, it's tough. You know, the team, the hardest part is that now the players are chirping in a little bit, which is rare. And you can see the frustration. And now what does that do to your locker room? And Mike Tomlin, in a very honest moment, said, yeah, this is a concern for my team. Typically a coach will go, well, we don't think about it. We only worry about who's here. You hear all the typical coach speak, but I thought Mike Tomlin was uniquely honest when he talked about, yeah, this is a big concern for me, not the least of which that I don't have one of my best players, maybe my best player on the field, but what this does to the locker room, because typically players are going to rally around a player and, hey, that could be me, and at some point with Mike, so yeah, you usually don't chirp in on it, and the fact that they have on a team that does seem to have some drama around it on a regular basis, even as talented as they are, it's certainly not a good thing.
Do you think the Cowboys should have given what Seattle had asked for Earl Thomas, or they made the smart move hanging on to that two and change?
Hard to say. Earl Thomas is a dynamic player, and he's really a relatively young player. Is Earl Thomas worth a second-round pick? Sure he is. Yeah, I want to see the second-round pick you have on your team that's as good as Earl Thomas. And what it would do for the secondary? Now, you also have to look at, okay, cap implications and, you know, it's like the Chicago Bears taking on Khalil Mack. Do you want Khalil Mack? Absolutely. Are you willing to give up those choices? Well, that's a lot. But are you going to pay that contract? You know, because at some point now they're going to have to come back and do Mitch Trubisky if indeed he's going to be their guy. I mean, it's all a factor in terms of dealing with the cap, what you're giving up in future draft choices. They obviously thought it wasn't. Earl Thomas is a pretty darn good player. Would he have made the Cowboys better? Sure he would.
But, Coach, 29, that's not looked upon as young in sports. He's 29, right?
But I wouldn't say Earl Thomas is on the back end. Mm-hmm. If we were talking about a 32, 33-year-old, then I'd say, okay, I get that. And, yes, he's on that cusp. And maybe they looked at that and said, okay, maybe they see something physically that he's about to make that turn. But 29 is still pretty young for a safety that I've had some safeties, some pretty good ones that have played well into their 30s, whether it be Ed Reed or Rod Woodson. So 29 is like, it's a little different than, say, a running back, the proverbial running back that hits 30. Now the conventional thinking is and the productivity tails off. I get that. There's a lot of data for that. For a safety like Earl Thomas, I got to imagine he still has some pretty good productivity left.
Give us a Brian Billick surprise, whether it's a team that you really like, whether it's a player you're expecting big things from, a little sleeper Brian Billick pick for the 2018 season.
Well, what the thing that I'm excited about, and we talked about this on my show Playbook that we do on the NFL Network on Wednesdays, is I can't remember a year where I think it has been more wide open. I could give you multiple reasons why 4, 5, 6, 7 teams in each conference could make it to a run to the Super Bowl and give equal number of reasons why they're not going to do it. Outside of New England and in the AFC, which you always got to kind of just de facto pick and go with Belichick and Brady until they don't. I think the AFC is why, and the NFC, we got some good teams. That entire NFC East is going to be a factor. I think the Rams look really good. I think Atlanta, even though after that loss, are going to be a really good football team. Green Bay, I'm really interested to see the insertion of Jimmy Graham into Green Bay. Minnesota is going to be a really, really good team. That whole, or the major part of the NFC South, because New Orleans is the team. Mm-hmm. And you can't say they're a sleeper the way they played, but that's the one that, the team that could really, I think, explode playing good defense. Obviously, Drew Brees, they're running the ball. To go with Atlanta, Carolina's going to be back in it. So I know I'm kind of circumventing the question, but I think the entire league is going to be exciting to see in terms of the way this thing. And then not the least of which is, what I love Derek Carr and the Oakland Raiders. What is John Gruden effect? And he steps in. Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco. Do they take that next step? So as typical, we get into the playoffs. We, again, could see 5, 6, 7 new teams in the playoffs going into this year compared to last.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Go to SeatGeek.com. Get $20 off your very first purchase with the special code Billick, B-I-L-L-I-C-K, with Brian Billick, Super Bowl winning head coach. We appreciate it, Brian. Enjoy Sunday and the season.
All right, guys.
Brian Billick on the BuyerSafety.com hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.